Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
They love it on Nebula. They're wild about it on Taurinus. Even on Motus, where they don't like anything at all, they eat it up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I've got things I like to do. I like to watch television.
Jeff Lutz.
Well, you're just talking about all these shows, like old man.
Right.
What is that?
Like every show that starts, well, I'm watching it. I don't get it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. I got lost looking at the phone background, which is my cat, Nettie Harris. The most precious living creature on the planet.
Besides you, of course.
What a wonderful animal she is.
I've never met her.
I get to see her tonight.
Never met her.
You only come to my house. You want to come over tomorrow?
You're gatekeeping me from her.
We have Guardians Tigers at noon.
Tomorrow?
Followed by WWE Bad Blood.
I'll be at Wolfstock tomorrow.
At 5.
I'll be at Wolfstock.
How long?
Probably 10 to noon. And then I'm on daddy duty because Emily's going to be gallivanting, so the kids go down for the nap, and I'm just saying. Should I just bring the kids over for a nap time?
Yeah.
You guys got some cribs?
We got plenty of stuff.
You got cribs?
Bring the crib.
Bring the crib?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a U-Haul. You can afford it. What max it is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game. Or game, as it were, potentially, today. You're running out of energy. I can see it in your face.
No, I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm just a little worried that you're not going to like the game. But
well,
I have two games.
I probably won't like the games.
That's fine. I got two games.
But we're going to play them nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we'll delve into it a little bit.
Okay.
Is it something we're going to get into? Like, it's not going to be like, oh, the game's over in 30 seconds.
Well,
right?
If the game's over in 30 seconds, we move to the second game.
But it shouldn't be over in 30 seconds.
No, it shouldn't be
in 30 seconds. We want to get into it.
No, we're going to get into
it. Something we need to get into.
We're going to get into it.
Delve into it.
Delve
dig
into
in.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so I've got different categories. And in each of those categories, I've got five choices.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what those five choices are, and then you're going to have to rank them from smallest to most, depending on what it is. We'll start, and it'll make sense. We're going to start with stand-up comedians.
Okay.
You're going to rank their net worth smallest to to highest. Yeah, you should probably write this down.
Okay. So this is the factual part of the game.
This is the factual part of the game.
So you're not asking me to rank.
No, you're not ranking
my preference.
Right. We are going with their net worth.
Okay.
Your boy Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay.
Sinbad.
Okay. He's filthy rich.
Wanda Sykes.
Also.
Cat Williams. And George Lopez.
All right, this is tough. I'm going to go.
We're going smallest to largest.
So least to most?
Least to most is another way to say smallest to largest.
One, two.
I'll run those down again. Cedric the Entertainer, Sinbad,
three,
Cat Williams,
four,
Wanda Sykes,
five,
and George Lopez.
All right, here's what I got.
Okay.
You can't stop me at any time.
I'm not going to stop
even
you.
Even if I get
you're going to go all five, then we're going to talk about
first one wrong.
It. Right.
I'm going to, you can't. Just
I'm not.
Leave me alone.
I'm not going to.
Cat Williams, one. Cedric, two. Lopez, three. Sykes, four. Sinbad, five.
This should be a fun day. You couldn't have been more off.
Really? I thought you were laughing because I nailed
it. No, you could have been more off. Now, these are based on my Google searches, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
it might be.
Sinbad's number one, $4 million.
Really?
Yeah. Number two is Cat Williams at $5 million. That's what it said?
Sinbad's got so much money.
Wanda Sykes at $10
million. Cedric has the TV, has his neighborhood.
I haven't even gotten to Cedric yet. Cedric's number four at $25
million. Sinbad has a net worth of $100,000.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that one. That's not the one I went off of.
I was like, I hope this says $100 million.
Yeah, no, I saw that one. That's not the one I went off
All
of.
Right.
I found one that said $4 million. So Cedric the Entertainer is at $25 million and George Lopez is at $45 million.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
I did bad.
This next one's a little more.
I thought we were going to talk about
this
it.
This one,
said.
We can talk about it.
Cedric was number two.
No, Cedric, yeah, he was second most.
Second highest.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't go lowest as
25 mil. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you went from one to
no, five. No. We went from smallest to largest or least to greatest or whatever Jeff said.
Whatever it was.
What are you Googling? I told you the numbers.
Yeah, I know, but.
You watch The Neighborhood, Jeff?
I have many, many
times.
It's
good. It's going to start again in a couple weeks.
I've never watched it, but I wanted to.
It's Cedric, you know, watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Dave, the neighbor, that makes him.
Max Greenfield. Greenfield, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That was fun.
Yeah. Okay. This one's a little more objective. This one you could Google. I mean, this one's not as like, oh, are they worth $100,000 or $5 million? We're going to go with wrestlers. We're going to rank their heights.
Wrestlers' heights.
Yeah, not the Big Show. He's not on the
list. Not their net worth.
Not their net worth.
Net's worth or net worths?
Net worths.
Net's worth.
Net's worth. We're going to go with the wrestlers.
Attorneys
heights.
General.
Right. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, these guys are all 5'10".
The Undertaker.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan. And The Rock. So while you're writing those down, I'm going to run those down one more time.
I got them.
Stone. It's not for you.
No,
it's
for the
people not writing them down. They're in their car right now. I know this isn't the drive anymore, but they're driving around. They're listening.
They better be.
Stone
jerks.
Cold, Steve Austin, Macho Man, Randy Savage, The Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, and The Rock.
All right. I got Macho Man 1
Kay.
As the shortest. Stone Cold, Steve Austin 2. Rock 3. Hogan 4. Taker 5.
Bingo.
Really?
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nailed that. Macho Man is 6'1", Stone Cold is 6'2", The Rock is 6'4", Hulk Hogan is 6'7", and The Undertaker is way bigger than I thought at 6'10".
Big guy.
Big guy.
They build him at 7 feet.
Well, he was 6'10". That's pretty good. That
one,
was impressive.
I mean, that one
you should know.
Yeah, that one I should know.
That one you should know.
I've been watching wrestling 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And the previous 35.
Yeah. You like this game? This has been a good game?
It's been a good game. I enjoy it.
Okay. We're gonna go. We're gonna go with the IMBD rankings.
DB.
IMBD.
DB.
IMDB.
Yeah. Database is the last two.
IMBD is what I'm gonna say. ranking.
Internet movie.
Okay.
Database.
Well, these are TV shows. Sports TV shows. Their rankings.
What does that mean?
IMDB apparently has a ranking of the top sports shows. This is not necessarily 1 through 5, but it's going to be where they rank on IMDb. It's fair. It's IMDb. I wrote it down wrong.
I don't. What do you mean it's not going to be 1 through 5?
They're not necessarily like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but they're all top 10. but you're going to rank them in the order that they are.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, I know. Eastbound and Down. Ted Lasso. The League. Shorzy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. I did that for you. And Blue Mountain State.
Well, you didn't want Shorzy to be last, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
I hope.
I'm not talking. I'm going to run this down one more time for those listening that aren't writing it down like Jeff.
It's Eastbound the best show in the history of television.
Eastbound, according to IMDb, it might be. Eastbound and Down, Ted Lasso, The League, Shorzy, and Blue Mountain State.
I got Ted Lasso 1.
Okay.
The League 2, Eastbound and Down 3, Shorzy 4, and Blue Mountain State 5.
Eh, you were a little off.
That's too bad.
Number one is Ted Lasso. In fact, it was number one overall. Now, it's got 8.8 stars.
Well, that's what we're
368,000 people have reviewed it.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot. It's the highest by far. Number two is Eastbound and Down, which I love that show. It's 8.2 stars. Now, here's the thing. It's 8.2 stars, but it has 65,000 reviewers, so it bumped it up a little bit.
Okay.
Number
I don't know what that means.
But. Number three is Blue Mountain State. At 8.3 stars, but only had 60,000.
Have you ever watched that?
I love Blue Mountain State.
What's it about?
Football team. College football team and their debauchery.
Yeah. You like debauchery.
I'm a big debaucher.
You don't want to like put that out there for the world.
Right.
You don't express the...
I just told everyone.
No, but you don't put it... You don't. It's not part of your personality necessarily.
That may be true.
It's a hidden part.
Yeah.
And I like to find it. I like to find your debauchery.
That's fine. Number four is The League.
Hips.
At 8.2. With 53,000. And unfortunately, last place was Shorzy. But
why would you do that?
But I just because I want to highlight something. They're 8.5 stars. So they're the second highest behind Ted Lasso, but they only had 9,200 reviews.
Who cares? I thought it was rankings.
It is rankings on IMDb.
Well, they're the number seven stars.
But they're the number seventh sports show of all time.
No, they're not. They're according the number one.
Well, let's move on.
You said number seventh.
Whatever.
That's why I said number one. Do you get it?
Get out of here. This next one is Google reviews for restaurants here in Wichita. And they specifically are restaurants that you and
I... Oh, so you're going to have me badmouth local businesses. That's cool. Thanks.
They're specifically restaurants that you and I have been to, except for one.
Okay. So what is this? Rankings again?
Google reviews.
Google reviews. What's the thing? Like, are we talking
out of
stars?
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 10?
Out of 5 stars.
5 stars, okay.
Yeah. Gangnam Korean Barbecue is the only one on the list that you and I have not been to, but we've talked about it.
But I've been there.
You've been there.
And it's so good.
Yokohama Ramen.
So good.
Saison.
So good.
Dot Greens, specifically the one over on Hillside. And
we have been there.
We have been there. And Noodles and Company. if you guys, longtime listeners, know that Jeff stole some tofu off my plate at Noodles and Company. So those are Gangnam Korean Barbecue, Yokohama Ramen, Saison, specifically Yokohama on the east side.
Saison. Not Saison.
Dot Greens over on Hillside and Noodles and Company.
Okay. This is tough. I'm going to go right there.
They're all within 0.6 of each other.
I'm going to go there.
Okay.
I'm going to go there, there. Okay. All right, this is tough. I have no idea.
Lowest to highest.
I got Dot Greens 1.
Okay.
I got Yokohama 2.
Wow.
I got Saison 3, and here's why. Probably very few reviews, but the people who reviewed it probably really liked it.
Right.
Gangnam 4, Noodles and Company 5.
You have Noodles and Company the highest.
No, I was reverse order.
Well, which is it?
So Noodles and Company worst.
Okay.
Gangnam second. Saison 3. Yokohama 4. Dot Greens 5.
Dot Greens the highest. This is all over the place. The lowest is Noodles and Company at 4.1 stars. You got that.
Yeah.
Number two is Dot Greens at 4.2.
That's unfortunate.
Gangnam's 3 at 4.4. Our spot, Saison, is number 4 at 4.5. And Yokohama, which is one of my favorite restaurants, is 4.6.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing, because those numbers were all... So Yokohama's the best.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay. I've got three more.
Three more what?
Of these.
Oh, well, we can't do the second game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We'll put the second game in the last segment.
Okay, great. Fantastic. We're going to go restaurant locations. Fast food restaurant locations. We're going the...
How many?
Least amount to the most locations.
Okay.
Mickey D's, KFC, which I know Max is a big KFC guy.
KFC, we love KFC.
Taco Bell, Starbucks, and Wendy's. I guess Starbucks is technically a not a fast food restaurant, but it made the list.
I'm going to go biggest to smallest. Is that okay?
Biggest to smallest. We're switching things around for you folks listening at home. McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, Starbucks, Wendy's.
All right, McDonald's the most, Starbucks second, Wendy's third, Taco Bell fourth, KFC fifth.
Wow. You started off hot, but then you derailed quickly.
And I derailed.
McDonald's is number one, just shy of 42,000. Starbucks is number two, about 38,000. KFC is number three at just shy of 30,000.
And then Taco Bell is going to be fourth.
Taco Bell is 8,000, and then Wendy's is at 7,200.
Wendy's is fifth?
You know, they're quality, though. They got the quality meat. And this is according to the thing that I thought.
Are you speaking English?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You trust me now as you're Googling
all
it?
Wendy's, how many Wendy's are in the United States? Well, okay.
There you go.
7,166.
It's gone down since the last time that I...
6,009 as of September 10th, 2024.
Yikes.
That's not many at all.
We're going to do NFL coaches' annual salary.
All right.
Jim Harbaugh. Sean Payton. Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan. And my good friend Andy Reid.
Man, this is really hard.
Huh? Yeah, I thought I'd make it difficult on you today. So Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and Andy Reid.
Oof. Impossible.
Are you going biggest to smallest or smallest to biggest?
Smallest to largest.
Okay, we're switching back, folks.
Yeah. Probably that.
Yeah, I think
that,
so.
That,
right.
And that.
Okay.
All right, I got McVay 1, Reed 2, Payton 3, Shanahan 4, Harbaugh 5.
Terrible. Absolutely just all over the place. Shanahan's first. He's $10 million.
Really?
Salary, annual salary.
He's won a Super Bowl, Shanny.
Sean McVay is $15
million. I thought you were going to say Sean Diddy Combs.
It was not. That would be out of context. Jim Harbaugh, $16 million. Sean Payton at $18 million. And Big Red is at $20
million. So I wasn't that far off.
They were very far off.
Okay. Last one?
Last one. We've got fictional characters, and we're going to go their weights. How much they weigh.
They're fictional.
Yeah.
How would anyone know?
There's record.
No, there's no record.
There's record.
There's made up stuff on the internet.
The Hulk?
Hulk or Bruce Banner?
The Hulk.
Okay.
Shrek. They're not all green.
They should be.
Santa Claus.
Green Lantern.
Santa Claus. Donkey Kong.
There's no weight for Donkey Kong.
And Chewbacca.
All right, so lowest to highest.
Lowest to highest. We got the Hulk, Shrek, Santa Claus, Donkey Kong, Chewbacca. Spoilers, I'm going as one of these five for Halloween this year. Well, that's the bonus. If you can get the bonus question, you win the game. If you can choose which one I'm going as for Halloween.
I don't care.
I care.
Lightest to heaviest.
Lightest
Chewbacca
to heaviest.
1, Santa 2, Hulk 3, Shrek 4, Donkey Kong 5.
You think the Hulk is the third?
He's a human being.
He's the Hulk.
He's still a person.
I didn't say Bruce Banner.
He's still a person.
Max, is that, come on, right?
Well, they've changed the Hulk for the movie.
We're not talking Lou Ferrigno.
I was talking Lou Ferrigno.
No, you didn't ask.
That's who it is. How much does Lou Ferrigno?
You want to redo it with...
No, I don't.
All right.
I think he's talking Avengers Hulk.
We're talking Avengers.
Garbage.
All right, give me your list again.
No.
Okay, you're wrong anyway.
I put it out there. I'm putting
Chewbacca
it out there.
Was one. You're correct. He's a 240 pounds. He's a tall 240.
Whatever.
Santa Claus sitting at a plump 260.
So I was right on that.
You're right on that. Shrek is 450.
Okay.
My boy DK is 800 pounds.
So I was right.
And Hulk is 1,200.
The Bruce Banner Hulk is 3, easy. And then Shrek and Donkey Kong. So I got this
Bruce
right.
Bruce Banner Hulk. They're all, well, they're not all Bruce Banner Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno
the
Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno Hulk is 3, easy. And then Shrek, Donkey Kong. That was, I nailed it.
Can you guess which one I'm going as for Halloween?
I don't care.
But I care. It's part of the game. And you're here to play the game.
You're going as Donkey Kong.
You win the game. My whole family is dressing up as the Kongs.
I don't care.
Okay. That's fine.
Are there other Kongs?
There's tons of Kongs.
There's King.
That's a whole different genre. I could name all sorts of Kongs for you.
I don't
you.
Want you to.
Diddy Kong, Tiny Kong, Trixie Kong,
we need to
Cranky
get to,
Kong,
Joanna
Wrinkly
Chadwick.
Kong. Okay.
Let's take a break right now. We'll come back and talk some high school football, including a team that's not allowed a point all year.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, I can't wait. Stay with us. Vibe Magazine's own Joanna Chadwick on the other side. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk to Joanna Chadwick. She represents Vibe Magazine, and she's here to talk high school football. Joanna, what's up?
Well, that is not a guilty pleasure. That's just an awesome thought.
I know. Who would feel guilty about liking Tone Loc? I don't understand it.
I'm with you there.
So I put your Derby Panthers in my Friday Five this week. Against Hutchinson. That game's not going to be close, I don't think. But it's sort of the first challenge that appears on Derby's schedule. What should we look for in that one?
Derby is going to be tested here, but I do think that Derby is still going to roll. I just think that they have so many weapons that teams just have such a hard time being able to stop them, because they're able to force turnovers. They're able to score, you know, kickoff returns, punt returns. When you've got Desan Brame sitting back in punt return, and then you've got, they've played every quarterback in every game. That's four quarterbacks that they've played in every game, and multiple running backs. This is not a couple guys that you have to stop. It is multiple athletes, and most teams are just unable to really stick with that. Now, they're big up front where they can slow teams down in their run game, but they also have a secondary that is really, really strong.
Now, we've got a team coming down. It's not really from the Wichita area, in Topeka Highland Park. Talk about a crazy kind of turnaround over the last, a couple decades. They've had seven straight winless seasons just a few years ago. They went 11-138 over 15 years, and yet they've had a couple seasons where they're winning some games, and they haven't given up a point all year. What can we look forward to this Topeka Highland Park versus Wichita East?
That's a really good question.
Right?
I don't know. I think that East is a team that I don't know very well. I think that we had certain expectations of them they've stumbled out of the gate. I mean, let's be honest. You know, they had two big opponents there early with Cape and Northwest, and they lost. And, I think one of their big things has long been that they play with a chip on their shoulder. So I expect that out of them every game. But I love the story of Highland Park. You know, if you look at it, these are two programs that have been able to turn some things around. East was also kind of that laughing stock for many, many years. And look where they are now. And to see Highland Park be able to turn it around like that, I mean, to me, it's kind of a shocking sort of a thing. Turning around a football program from one that is constantly losing to one that wins is incredibly difficult, because it's not like a basketball team where you can have three really good players and some role players around them. You've got to have like six really good players and a whole lot of role players to be able to do it in football.
I mean, it's just crazy. Joanna, seven straight winless seasons, a streak that ended just 3 years ago, and here they are, 4-0 and having a lot of point. It's just unbelievable. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. We talked with the Haven coaches earlier. They have two coaches. That's rare, to say the least. And they have Garden Plain tonight. Garden Plain has a couple losses, but both of them are to state champions. How big would a Haven win here be?
I just have to be honest with you when it comes to Haven. And this is one of the problems with high school football, is that because it's so difficult to build a program and to get it to that high level of success, is that we see so many teams stumble along for years and years and years. And Haven is one that it is so good to see them having these types of years that it's hard in my brain after seeing them be one of the lower teams for so long. It always kind of surprises me when they're in this conversation. Whereas Garden Plain is a program that we've talked about for years. And now in 15 years, they haven't been at the height of what they were at one point where they did win a state title. But, I mean, to me, I think that it's beating those teams that have that history, that tradition, only works to build your program to be stronger, not just this year, but in the coming years.
We've got kind of a dual cross Greater Wichita battle going on this evening. Some buses will be passing each other on Kellogg, probably already have. We've got Andover at Goddard Eisenhower, and we've got Goddard at Andover Central. The big, what did you call it, Jeff? The Andover, Goddard Andover week. Can you give us a little bit of a preview on both those games?
First of all, who cares about the games? That right there is a note that would be really fun to write, actually. I mean, because what are the coaches' plans? Do they line up with each other that the buses would actually have gone past each other en route? I'd be very curious. I don't know, Jeff. I think that somebody should look into that.
Maybe they should. I don't know. Maybe you should. I can't anymore.
Maybe I'll just go. I might just go drive over to Kellogg and then just see if I can watch them go past.
Yeah, just wait for the buses. They haven't probably left yet. It's only a half hour trip, maybe.
They're warming up.
I don't know. It is a lengthy trip, though. I used to make that drive. I had one kid practicing soccer in Goddard and one in Andover. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, the games, they're okay. We expect, Andover Central and Eisenhower to win those games.
Definitely.
And that's the game where we won. That one happens, I think, in 2 weeks, might be the 18th or 3. The Eisenhower-Andover Central game, we'll really be talking about that one. But I want to ask you about one more game, and that would be Collegiate against Pratt. Collegiate did not show up last week against Andale, which I was surprised by. They never beat Andale. But Andale had a tough one against Wellington. Collegiate beat Wellington. I thought that game would be close, but Collegiate didn't show up. It was surprising.
I agree, and I think that it's going to be really necessary for Collegiate to come back strong tonight because Pratt is a very tough team. One thing that I see where Collegiate is struggling just from looking at their stats is the run game is just really struggling to get going. And I don't know if that's what defenses are really putting their focus on, but they've got to be able to get that dual threat where they've, can get the running game and the passing game going. Otherwise, it's going to be tough.
And Derby is at Hutch tonight. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So you won't be on Kellogg for that one for very long. So we won't see you passing the bus.
No, so I actually could stand by Kellogg and actually watch this. I'm not going to, but it would be interesting.
Yeah, we aren't going to do that either. Have fun this evening. Enjoy the game. I think Derby's going to win big. Hutchinson lost big to Andover Central. That's really their only test so far. So we'll see what happens, though. Joanna, thanks for coming on, as always.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it. You're not wearing shoes or socks.
Should we skip my birthday party and go to the Hutch game? Hutch Derby?
I mean, do we want
to? I'd rather go to Haven.
Yeah, so would I. Let's just go. Who's really going to care if we don't show up to the pumpkin patch?
No one.
Nobody.
My wife, maybe. My wife. Look, I love that I threw in that tidbit about passing on Kellogg. That's all we talked about.
Yeah, she didn't care about the games whatsoever.
No,
you know what? She didn't care about any of the games.
You don't think so?
Now that we're mentioning it, she didn't break down anything.
She broke down Collegiate needing to run the ball better.
Yeah, based on their stats, but she didn't like, it was a tough matchup for Pratt because they got this linebacker coming in and Collegiate,
What do you want from her?
I don't know.
We asked her random games.
Yeah, but she had to know.
She's like, East played these two teams. She knew that.
She had to know what games we were going to ask about. They're in my Friday Five.
What's her title advice?
Standbyer on Kellogg.
On Kellogg, okay, yeah.
I don't know what her title is. Why don't you find that out? It's probably not going to be in the back of the magazine. It'd probably be in the front where they list the staff and things like that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll keep looking while you're just talking about it.
Yeah, just keep looking.
Yeah.
We know our friend Matthew Browning is one of the main people over there. Obviously, Mike Cooper has a lot of say on their
obviously
content and
I'm
production.
Not seeing her in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she does. Does she work for Vibe?
Here's an old Chicago advertisement. Looks good.
A lot of ads in Vibe.
Oh, no.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and play your other game, right?
We can.
No, we are.
Okay, we are.
But do you want to go to Haven, though?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Do you want to go to your birthday party?
More like, so than Haven.
No, but honestly, I'm giving you 100 marbles. Split them between wanting to go to your birthday party and wanting to go to Haven.
99 Haven, one to my birthday party, but we're going to go to my birthday party.
I'm going to talk you out of that so bad.
We can't. It's too late. It's on Facebook.
Nobody cares.
People are coming.
Who?
You.
I don't have to. We can go to Haven.
My sister-in-law.
Just put it out there.
We got to go to commercial.
Would you guys rather go to Haven?
All right, I will.
Time to play the game.
Another.
Time to play
another. Another. I already have.
You guys ever done two games in a show?
Never.
We're going to play a game called Wavelength.
You said it's up to the birthday boy.
Wow. Guess we're going to the pumpkin patch.
You are. You can't. You absolutely cannot. Say something came up.
We'll say to the people that are coming, all these people that have been planning for it for weeks.
They haven't planned for
it. My sister-in-law drove down from Manhattan for
then
it.
Then she's coming to Haven.
That's what she wants to do.
All right. You know what? Isn't she going to dinner with you?
Yeah.
Your sister-in-law.
Yeah. Let me ask her there.
No, just let me know if At 4:30.
Okay, I'll let you know at 4:30.
But honestly.
I'll let you know honestly 4:30.
Approach this.
I will.
It's your birthday.
Ask her. Well, it's her birthday too.
We might be able to go to Daisy Joe's in Haven.
After dinner at where I'm going? Okay.
You can't do that.
That's true.
What's the game?
It's a game called Wavelength.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick a number between.
Do I have to read your mind?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
We can actually both play. I mean, I can do it. You can do it. You don't have to have any preparation.
We played a game called Wavelength before?
We've played the board game version with our respective wives.
Sure.
But we're playing the
Who wouldn't mind, by the way, if I went to Haven?
Board game. She's not even in town.
Exactly.
You're an independent soul from her, though.
I am.
We're running out of time. I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I'm going to pick it in my mind. You guys can both play. You're going to then ask me to give you categories. And then I'll give you something from that category that describes the number 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being best.
What?
Okay, so like let's say my number is 4.
Okay.
And you say, you know, give me a baseball team. I'll give you a baseball team that ranks 4 out of 10. But I'm going to tell you the name. You get 3 categories and then you have to guess what the number is that I'm thinking. Quit texting my wife.
Who said I was?
I can tell you are. You're very fervently texting over there. Okay, so I'm going to pick a number, 1 out of 10. I've got it.
So what am I supposed to ask you?
Any category, and I'm going to give you something in that category that matches my number.
Movies.
Movies. I'm going to go The Hangover 2.
Okay. So, garbage.
Okay.
What about NFL teams?
Currently? This year?
Currently, yeah.
I'm going to go the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You like The Hangover 2? 6 is your number.
Yeah, you get one more category.
Oh. quality of this show.
The Bob and Jeff show?
This show today.
Oh, today. No, that's not how it works.
What do you mean?
What does that even mean? What do you mean? What am I going to give a number?
Yeah. Exactly.
A 10.
So it must be 10.
Yeah.
this is hard. Taylor Swift songs.
I don't know that many Taylor Swift songs. I don't know. Our song.
So it's pretty good. I still think you're right at a 6.
Your guess is 6?
Yeah.
7. You're close.
For The Hangover 2?
Well, I think it's a somewhat it's good
a
movie.
Garbage
it's a good it's
movie.
A good it's a good sequel. Do you want me to pick an issue what she say?
I don't like the way your wife likes you.
What is that? You don't like the way my wife likes
that's
me.
Too much.
She
it's
does like
much.
Me a little bit.
She says up to the birthday boy. I said, "Wow." In all caps, she said, "I feel pretty confident he'll still option pumpkins."
Yeah.
I said, "If he doesn't, she said, you guys will probably have a great time. He's a pretty fun
she's not going to go. If we go to Haven, she's not coming.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Think I care? My wife's not coming either. Next.
You want me to go another number or you want to do a number?
I'll do a number, but it's between 1 and 15.
No. 1 and 15?
Yeah.
You're changing the rules?
I am.
Okay. 1 and 15.
Yeah. Let me think of the number. Okay.
Give me a state. In the United States that you'd want to spend some time in?
That I'd want to spend some time in. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Probably South Carolina.
Okay. This is 1 to 15.
Yeah.
Give me a type of, or a meat within a fried rice, like a fried rice. Give me a fried rice type.
Beef.
Okay. Give me a projected NBA team for this year.
This year.
This coming year.
Okay, I will do that. And that team is the Orlando Magic.
12.
Yeah, really close. It's an 11.
Yeah. Okay.
It was an 11.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right there.
I know your preference is in fried rice. I know beef's kind of right behind chicken.
Yeah, there's only two, right?
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Is it go beef and chicken? Or does it is
no,
beef
it goes,
and chicken better than
it
chicken?
It goes chicken, beef and chicken, beef.
But chicken's the highest.
Yeah.
Chicken's the highest.
That would have been a 14, 15.
Right. Chicken's the highest, then beef and chicken, then beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, another one between 1 and 20.
Yeah.
Have
to.
Right.
Can't keep it like that.
Right. Okay, I got it.
High school football teams that we've talked about today.
Collegiate.
Okay. Members of the Eagles, all time.
All time. The NFL team or the band?
The band.
Who plays bass?
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Timothy B.
Or
Schmidt.
Or Randy Meisner originally.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Okay. Shoe brands.
I was thinking shoe brands earlier. But
that's a good one.
That's a good one. New Balance.
And this is between 1 and 20.
1 and 20. New Balance.
You're right at an 11.
We are one off every time. It was a 10, my favorite number.
I almost said 9.
Was that a good one on the bass player, whatever this guy is?
Good,
I have
right?
no idea.
Yeah, kind of a middle guy.
I mean, if I'd never heard of the bass, yeah.
Sings one song in the concert. Yeah, right. But still adds something.
Okay.
All right, 1 in 25.
1 in 25.
Let me think of the number.
You think of a number.
All right, got it.
Okay. Pops or sodas, some people call them.
That's a tough one.
Mm. 1 in 25.
What's the new... No, I won't do that. Diet Sierra Mist.
It's called Starry now, I think.
Yeah, Star.
Yeah.
Starro.
Dum Dum flavors.
Root beer.
1 in 25?
Yeah.
No,
not root beer. Bubble gum.
Oh, golly. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Tough.
That's a tough one. We're running out of
the category.
Yeah. Facial hair types.
None. No facial hair.
The 3.
Yeah, it's a 4.
Ah, we heard. So
root beer is a 3. That's why I bumped it up.
Yeah. Oh, bubblegum's better than root beer. I thought it was the other way.
Yeah, root beer was
a little lower. We got time for one more?
One more.
Okay. 1 to 40.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
1 to 40.
NBA all-time legends.
All-time?
Yeah, big stars, though. Where would they rank on the big star list?
Kobe Bryant.
Simpsons characters.
Bart.
Okay. Current golfers.
That's tough.
It is tough.
That's tough.
It is.
Scotty Scheffler.
So we're at a 39.
Bingo. Bingo! It was 39. I was afraid you might say 40 with him.
Yeah, Kobe not quite a 40.
That's why.
But he's pretty close.
I felt safe with that. You're talking about big stars. That's not necessarily talent.
Right.
Right. Good job. We did it.
There, we did it. We did a whole show, basically.
Basically.
Once the music starts.
We should do that more often. We should just do like a wavelength like randomly when I'm on. That was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you.
What do you want to say for the... next 1 minute or so that we have airtime.
Go Wildcats tonight.
We cannot discuss the Lebanese dinner, which is when?
It's the 12th and 13th. We're not going to talk about that. It's 4 to 8 on the 12th and 12 to 7 on the Sunday. The
I'm not going
to
be able to go.
You're not going to be able to go, but it is. If you are in town, come by. You can do drive through or you can eat inside, do a tour. Come see me in the bake sale.
Don't talk about it.
I'm not talking about it.
We didn't talk to my daughter today. She avoided us. She's sick.
She's touring apartments.
She said she's sick. It was
who was more fun to text, my wife or your daughter?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. It's equally infuriating. Let's do a wavelength on that. Zero.
Yeah.
They were both terrible. But you know, we'll get an outcome with one of them.
We will see.
I know what you're going to choose, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But for the next 37 minutes,
you're going to think about it.
I'm going to walk around with some hope.
Okay.
Some hope.
Some hope.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to the Haven coaches. You remember them, Drew Tallman and Thomas Cooprider. That's amazing that I remember that. Joanna amazing. Chadwick joined the show today. Max Power, our producer and engineer, takes us home. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Later.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.